And, you know, you won't need $1,000 worth of tools to handle a lot of the solutions that my buddy Joe Truini serves up every week here on Today's Homeowner on our Simple Solutions segment.
Well, I'm sure one of the projects a lot of homeowners are going to be tackling, certainly in early 2019, is interior painting. So I thought I'd share a simple solution on how to paint like a pro and when using a brand new paint roller sleeve. When you first pull it out of the packaging, it's important to condition the roller so that it spreads paint evenly, smoothly, and cleanly. And here's how you do it. Take the sleeve, put it on the paint roller, and then use a plant mister filled with water to soak the roller sleeve, right? So just spin it by hand and then spray it and spin it and spray it so that it's pretty good and wet. And then put down the bottle of water and just spin it by hand. You want to remove as much excess water as possible. And what that's doing is it's flinging off all the loose fibers that might end up in your paint job. So you want to get rid of those first, because when this roller sleeve first comes out of the factory, it has little fibers that are loose stuck to it. And then take the roller and just roll it on like a piece of cardboard or something like that, just to get off the excess water and any remaining loose little fibers. And now you're ready to paint. And that's all you need to do. And if you do that, each time you put on a new sleeve, you'll see that you won't wind up with those little fibers stuck in your new paint job.
All right, that sounds great. And if you're feeling kind of weak and that kind of thing, you can put it right up close to your face when you spin it like that, and that it kind of gets a little mist.
You get a facial.
Yeah, a little facial thing there.
Don't that with paint, though.
Yeah, don't do it with paint. No, that's a problem there. You can see this simple solution and many more by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions.